also how he approaches her. Does he is he all out attack or slightly patronizing? We shall look forward to that one.
Okay, Brian Taylor, thank you very much indeed for that. 22 minutes past eight.
Now, you may have seen some of the coverage at the end of October about a dried and pressed poppy from the trenches of World War One, which had turned up in Birmingham. Well, that publicity prompted a family from Glasgow to contact Poppy Scotland to say that they too had a flower picked in France in 1916, which they'd rediscovered during a house move. Well, our reporter Hugh Williams has been to meet them.
I have a red poppy on my lapel, and I think I know something about the story of why the poppy was chosen as the symbol for initially the Earl Haig Fund and then the Royal British Legion's appeal. But despite all of that, actually to see and be able to hold in your hand the poppy that was picked on the battlefields of France in 1916 is still an incredible, well, shock to the system, really. But that's exactly what we can do, thanks to Nanette Hales and her daughter, Henrietta. Henrietta, you've got the poppy there, and we know exactly what it is because it's got an inscription written underneath. Maybe you could read that.
Yes, this is written by my grandfather, who is James McClelland Ferguson, and he writes, "This French poppy was plucked from the battlefield in France by me as a memento to remind me of the last day I ever spent in the trenches." And it's dated July 20th, 1916.
So how did the poppy come to light?
Well, this came to light when my mother was moving house from the family home down to a smaller flat where we are now. And so we had lots of clearing out to do and sorting out of papers. And in a small cupboard under the stairs was a tin trunk that belonged to my grandfather. And there were lots of papers, newspaper cuttings in there. And sorting through all that, we came across this little piece of paper, and attached to it was a dried poppy with the inscription that I've just read out. And this was something that neither of us knew existed.
You obviously knew that the trunk was there, and you knew it had memorabilia from your father in it, but no idea the poppy was there.
We had absolutely no idea. I never opened that trunk. My mother had sorted out various
photographs and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. But I never touched anything to do with it at all.
Thank goodness you looked through it and didn't throw anything away.
That's very fortunate that we managed to retrieve this lovely poppy.
Did you ever talk to your granddad about his service, not only in the First World War, but that he served in the Second World War as well?
No, I didn't, apart from the fact that I was obviously quite young. What I do know is, and from what my mother has said as well, is it's just not something that my grandfather ever talked about, his experience in the trenches. It's just not something he liked to mention.
When he picked this poppy, he didn't know that it was going to go on to become such a symbol. But what does it mean to you to have it now?
It just brings back so many memories of our war, the last war, but all the people that we remember and we will never forget.
Nanette and Henrietta, thanks both very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
Hugh Williams reporting there. Maybe you are in the same position. Perhaps you have a preserved poppy from a family member. Get in touch, 80295 is our text number, 825.
And at 10 to 9, you can call Kay with your views on her subjects of the day. I think poppies might be one of them.
That's right, and it's a remarkable story, that, because I was on the impression it didn't become an international symbol of remembrance, I think, till the 1920s. So that was quite incredible that, you know, that clearly predated that. We are talking about the poppy, but in much more modern times. Mm-hmm. Of course, the row yesterday over whether or not the home nation football team should be able to wear one, particularly the English team wanted to wear one embroidered on their shirt as they played.